This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. A lot of people think a civil war is coming. I know one thing. I don't know if there's ever going to be a real civil war. Wayne Root's not one of those people that, you know, honestly believes in my heart the country is going to be broken apart like the North and the South in the old days. And they had a civil war and it was American against American and brother against brother. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I certainly would not rule it out. But I do think we're in the beginning stages now of what is like a minor civil war. There's going to be conservatives killed because the liberals are crazy and they're literally encouraging someone to kill somebody. So I don't know if you call that a civil war, but the guy who gets killed was in a civil war. The guy whose family gets killed was in civil war. Look at this article. Republicans are forbidden. Nazi-style Democrat propaganda floods Los Angeles. Street artist Sabo and his unsavory agents placed Nazi-style propaganda posters around Los Angeles in an effort to bring attention to growing anti-conservative rhetoric being promoted by the left. Republicans are verboten. Republicans are forbidden. Buy only at Democrat shops. One poster declares Republicans are forbidden. Sabo gave a statement to the Daily Wire yesterday saying the project was inspired by Red Hen Restaurant's treatment of Sarah Sanders last week and admitting it sent a chill through him. It seems the Democrat owners don't welcome the patronage of Republicans. Recently, while visiting Austin, Texas, me and my party were asked to leave no less than three bars because one of us dared wear a MAGA hat. Do you know how insane that is? Texas is the most conservative state in America. But Austin is the People's Republic of Communist Republic of Austin in the middle of Texas, and they will kick you out of a bar for wearing a MAGA hat? See, I would call the police. I would make it a police affair. If anyone ever tries to kick me, if they go, Wayne Root is in my restaurant, you must leave. I'll say, no problem. Make me. And I'll sit in the chair, and I will call the police, and I'll have the police come. And being that 90% of all policemen are conservative, let's see what the policemen decide to do. You can't make me leave an establishment. You can't. And if you do make me leave, I'll sue you for $1 million. And then I'll go to the government of any state I'm in, and I'll ask the government to fine them enough to put them out of business. Because I'm no different than the gay baker story. If you can't force if you can force someone to bake a gay cake and ruin their life in Oregon and Colorado, then I will force you to serve me as a Republican, you losers. Sabo continued, we were told our kind weren't welcome there. What the hell kind is that, I wondered? Patriots, Republicans, Americans? It freaked me out. The prolific street artist says he created the signs to remind people this has happened before, we should learn from the past. So at least there's one conservative artist out there that's flooding the streets of L.A. with signs to remind people that this is not good. Treating people like this is not right. Not right at all. All right, other things in the news. First of all, I got to mention the whole show is sponsored by our title sponsor, as always, Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers right now, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com, TII1.com. All right, so new report is out. President Trump privately predicts he will appoint 4 Supreme Court justices and zings Sonia Sotomayor, who thinks Hispanic women are smarter than a white male. Hey, Soto, I'd love to see you, Sotomayor, host a radio show and bring in sponsors every day and host a TV show on Newsmax TV and bring in sponsors. I filled up both shows. And I'd love you to host my local Vegas show on KBET and bring in sponsors. I fill that show, too. Because I know how to do things you don't know how to do. It has nothing to do with whether you're a woman or whether you're Hispanic. It has to do with my talent level, blessed by God. And I'm a great salesman. And you? You're nothing. You just happen to be a Supreme Court justice appointed by a commie named Obama. You have no talent for selling, which is the only thing that makes money in this world, the only thing that puts bread and butter on a table. You just know how to steal money from people through the gun of a government agent and then take that money and pay yourself as a government employee called a judge. You don't know how to make money in the real world. On Wednesday, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he'll be retiring from the bench end of July. Kennedy's been a reliable swing vote on the court. See, I told you, not a conservative vote. So we really are going up 6-3 now. We really are. It's not really just replacing a conservative with a conservative, because he was not a conservative. He was a moderate guy who occasionally voted with us and occasionally voted with them. His decisions often determine the deciding vote in a court split 4-4 between liberals and conservatives. He was appointed by Reagan, but he very often was the deciding vote for liberals. President Trump's reportedly choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement from a list of 25 judges, the same list he chose Justice Neil Gorsuch from. And he has told people in the know he will appoint four justices by the end of his first term. That's what I predicted before he was ever elected. I said the next, in that speech, I said the next president of the United States, whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's Donald Trump, will have three and maybe four justices, and it will change America for the rest of all time. And I told you, Ginsburg has got to go. Ginsburg's 85 and very frail and is expected to retire from the bench soon, which Trump noted, and he also savaged Sotomayor for her health problems. The self-proclaimed wise Latina has suffered from type 1 diabetes since childhood. The president privately pointed out Sotomayor's serious battle with diabetes as a reason she may be leaving the bench soon. They swear he's not joking. Sources who spoke to the president about the Supreme Court said he tells him he thinks he'll have appointed four justices by the end of his first term. Why does anybody think he'd be joking? That was my prediction. That was my prediction for the first day. He'd have maybe four, but certainly three, but definitely a good shot at four. I love when liberals go crazy. Oh, my God. Anguish cries from Democrats as Kennedy's retirement is announced. Audio from inside a Democratic National Committee meeting on Wednesday, obtained by Politico's David Sider, shows the anguished cries by snowflake Democrats when they hear an announcement that Justice Kennedy retired. How do you think we all felt when our Scalia died alone under mysterious circumstances at a ranch and there was no autopsy? How do you think we felt? It's so funny because they're all going through the same things and the same rage and the same range of emotions as all of us did for 8 years under that freaky loser Barack Obama. And they think they're the only ones in the world that have ever been upset that a ruling's ever gone against them, that a president isn't on their team. So funny. How it sounded inside a DNC committee meeting the moment his retirement was announced. Cries of shock and anguish could be heard, as well as, oh my God! Oh man. This is not good news. The clip continues with someone saying, this is not good news. Congressman Steve King says we're heading towards a second civil war. Maxine Waters to a GOP congressman, civility should start with Trump. He is advocating pure violence. Wednesday at the House Financial Service Committee's hearing for oversight of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Representative Maxine Waters criticized Representative Jeb Harsling's calls for civility. He's a Republican from Texas. Harsley said, for those who daily promote diversity, I would call on them to respect diversity of opinion, which is the most important form of diversity in a free and democratic society. Good point. There was a time in America's history when you could be denied service in a restaurant based on the color of your skin. Now, apparently, it's the color of your voter registration card. Defending urging protesters to confront Trump administration members, Maxine Waters said, I think every reasonable person has concluded that the President of the United States has advocated violence. He has been divisive, and he's been the one that has caused what we see happening today where people are trying to push back on his policies. She added, so, Mr. Chairman, if you want to talk about civility, you start with the President of the United States. You implore him not to continue to promote violence, not to continue to promote divisiveness, and then I think he'd be a better example and people would follow a better example rather than get trapped into what he's advocating, which is pure violence. Liberals just make things up. Do you know I had a liberal today who sent me an email? Let's see if I could find it. Hold on. Because it's the most absurd email I've ever gotten, but it's not absurd because I know these crazy people think this way. They just think this way. They're just crazy. Oh, here. So here's the guy. Of course, they never give their real name. before ICE starts coming for the Jews, Mr. Root, you're going to get deported. Your boy Trump is a hater, deathly fearful of white race extinction. First will be the badges, then deportation of the Jews, right? And then I answered him and I said, not what I hear they're coming for the liberals. And then this moron says, white nationalists are already pumping up Donald Trump's hate, and Jewish folks are on the hate list. Trump will nominate a Mike Pence clone, he's talking about the Supreme Court now, the evangelicals hate Jews, so maybe you should beef up your gated community. And I answered this moron Floyd and said, you liberals are all insane, delusional. I know one group that hates Jews, Muslims. Yet you want to bring unvetted religious extremist Muslim refugees to America who want Sharia law, want to drop gays off buildings, and kill every Jew in the world. Evangelicals love Jews in Israel with every ounce of their soul. I know them. I've known Christians my whole life, and all of them love Jews. They are Israel's best friends. And you, my friend, are a wacko. Can you imagine liberals think in their demented minds that evangelical Christians are bad for Jews and hate Jews, when in reality, the only reason that Israel is so beloved by our president, Jews make up 2% of the population. Do you think American presidents would care about Israel if it was up to Jews? Thank God every evangelical Christian loves Jews and loves Israel. And they fight with everything they've got for Israel. As a matter of fact, I've been at like 10,000 Republican Tea Party events in my life. The single biggest applause isn't for something I say about America. It's always when I bring up how much I love Israel. The biggest applause of the entire night at any speech I give or Donald Trump gives. Christians love Israel more than Jews love Israel. And that's why politicians stand behind Israel. Can you imagine how dumb liberals are? They believe their own delusional lies. War now. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Are Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
This is how crazy the liberals are. This guy is a black activist. His name is Samuel Sinyangwe. Look him up on Twitter. He called for President Trump to be assassinated today from his blue check verified Twitter account. Sinyangwe said the Supreme Court is too important, it's everything. The American people should not allow Trump to nominate another justice by any means necessary. The radical black activist has since deleted his tweet. However, we saved a screenshot below, and there's a screenshot basically saying he wants to assassinate Trump. Samuel Sinyangwe, 27, is a policy analyst and data scientist who works with communities of color to fight systemic racism through cutting-edge policies and strategies. Samuel co-founded Mapping Police Violence to support activists across the country to collect and use data to fight police violence, and co-founded Campaign Zero to advocate for local, state, and federal policy solutions to end police violence. I know how to end police violence. If you'd stop mouthing off and saying F you to officers and stop pushing them and punching them in the face, they probably wouldn't pull out a gun and kill you, you moron. That's how you stop police violence. And how do you stop violence in schools? Well, the sponsor of my show is Bullet Blocker. Bullet Blocker, they're great. Sometimes you just see a product and go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Joe Kerr invented Bullet Blocker, former Army Ranger, former deputy sheriff. He's now built a super successful Made in the USA company, and it was all built around the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now he offers many bullet-resistant products for your most precious assets, your family and your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vests, bulletproof briefcases, bulletproof inserts that go inside your kids' notebooks. Bullets and knives just bounce right off all of them. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, gives you as a parent the gift of peace of mind, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com, that's your code WAR, to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I forgot to mention, there's so much going on. I told you, I can't jam it all into the show. There just isn't enough time, even as fast as I talk, even as much as I, as the listener said, you know, who's a fan of mine, meant it as a compliment, but I fit more words into a show than anyone in America, and that's true. I still can't get it all in. And I forgot to mention that. A huge upset last night for the Democrats. A crazy commie, a radical pinko communist, open borders, universal income, everyone gets income, everyone gets Medicare, everyone gets free college, socialist slimeball named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez upsets Congressman Joe Crowley in the New York primary. Joe Crowley was coming after Nancy Pelosi. They thought he was the next Speaker of the House if Democrats won the House. Well, Democrats were never going to win the House, so it really doesn't matter. You know, it's all over for them now. With all the violence, they've lost it all. People are all coming out to vote Republican, and you're done. But that doesn't matter. You're still one of the most powerful Democrats in the United States Congress, and he loses. And unlike Eric Cantor, who thought, you know, he could never be defeated and outspent the guy $2 million to $100,000 and never gave it a shot, never campaigned, and then he lost. He couldn't believe it, and he's not in Congress anymore. This guy really worked hard, and he's one of the most important Democrats in the country and in the Congress, and he's also the Queens, New York chairman of the Democratic Party. And this congressman campaigned hard, and he lost to this young nobody, 27 years old, and she crushed him 57% to 42%. Crushed him. And she really is a commie. She was endorsed by the Socialist Party. And by the way, he was an idiot who was always engaging President Trump. And President Trump was laughing at him on Twitter last night. Wow. And all she ever talks about, just like Sonia Sotomayor, she's another Hispanic female who thinks she's smarter than white men. This is what she said on Twitter. In New York City, our governor, mayor, council speaker, and Queens Dem boss are all powerful white men. That's not an accident. It's a culture. She ran an explicit promise to abolish ICE. Abolish ICE! It's not just open borders. There's not going to be any security on the border if you let people like these run your country, as well as to nationalize health care, as well as free Medicare for all, as well as free college for everyone. Wow. And they let her defeat a powerful white man, as she would have put it. And it just shows you how far we've fallen as a society, and we are probably, sadly, headed for a civil war. Oh, she also has anti-Israel views, calling Israel's response to violent Hamas protests at the Gaza border a massacre. It's a massacre. I hope my peers have the moral courage to call it such. No state is absolved of mass shootings of protesters. No justification. Palestinian people deserve basic human dignity. Democrats can't be silent about this anymore. I'll tell you what, darling. You're a commie, and you're a Jew hater, and you're a problem. You're the reason that we could fall into civil war. People like you who hate white people, hate Jews. Crazy. Can you imagine they elected her in New York?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately, and hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise, and I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back to this segment sponsored by Cenogenyx. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, as in defiance of aging. And I'm taking full advantage of it. They've redone my diet, redone my exercise program, redone my vitamins, put me on hormonal therapy, all the above. I've lost 5 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle in about a month. And I can't wait to see in about 3 months what I'll look like, because they say I'm going to look like Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm lifting weights every day, and I'm working out every day, and I'm in great shape. This is a lot of fun. You can see the difference. I'm a member. I'm on national TV every night. You can watch along with Wayne. A proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. Only 1% of physicians that train with them ever become partners. You have unlimited consultations with your Cenogenyx physician. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER, and thank them for sponsoring this show. 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older, toll-free anywhere in the USA. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at Cenogenyx.com. We've got our guest, Steve Cortez, on the line. CNN political commentator, serves on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, national spokesman for the Hispanic 100, and we welcome him to the show. Last time he's on, I said, I may be Jewish, you may be Hispanic, but we sound like we're brothers, my friend.
Wayne, that's right. Thanks for having me. We are. We're brothers from another mother, right?
Correct. So just by pure coincidence, I'm going through the whole show, and I've got a stack of 100 stories in front of me, which are all fantastic, all important. There's not enough time in the day, no matter how fast I talk, to get them all in. And I just happened to mention in the last segment, oh, this could have been the top story except for the Supreme Court announcement and the Supreme Court Justice retirement announcement. Otherwise, this would have been my top story. I forgot to mention it. This gal's a total, complete commie socialist who got elected over a big shot, number 4 ranking Democrat, I believe, in the whole House in Queens, New York last night. And I mentioned her story. She believes in abolishing ICE. She believes in this and that. Everything's got to be free, and you got to take the money away from all the rich people, and you got to give it to all the poor people. She sounds like she's from Cuba or Venezuela. And now I see this is the topic you and I are going to be discussing. So hopefully you know a lot about her, and you could fill in some of the some of the holes there that I didn't know. What is the deal with this gal, 28-year-old Democratic socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Right.
Tell us about her and what you accomplished last night.
Well, we do share a last name, but we don't share anything else. I'll promise you that, Wayne. Let me say this first. I will applaud her on running an anti-establishment campaign, a guerrilla campaign. You know what I mean? I mean, she did it with very little money. She did it with social media and hustle. I'll applaud her for that. And I think we can learn something from her on that. It was in some ways in that regard a Trumpian campaign as far as tactics, right, as far as taking on the establishment. And as far as promoting the working man. Now, that's where the lessons end, though, because all of her prescriptions are the exact opposite of what we would prescribe to make this country better and greater. Because you're right, she is just a socialist through and through. She promises free everything, which, of course, Wayne, you know, look, you and I, we're businessmen, we're entrepreneurs. Nothing's free. Somebody's paying, right?
Right.
It's just a matter of who's paying.
Right.
So she promises free health care, promises free college. There's no such thing. So I prefer to say nationalized health care, nationalized higher education. Both awful ideas, by the way. By the way, upper education in this country, university education, is already screwed up enough from the federal government's involvement. Can you imagine even more involvement by the government?
Let me interject with my take on it, okay? As a guy who's got 4 children, okay, and one of them went to Harvard University, the first one going to college. And the second one leaves for college this August, but I'm not going to mention where he's going because that's nobody's business. But the other one graduated Harvard already, so I could say that now. And I'm sure that all 4 of my kids will go to the top colleges in America. My son is leaving for probably one of the 5 most expensive colleges in America. So when you talk about free college, what you're saying is that Wayne Root is already being completely bankrupted with 4 kids going to college. And what you're going to do is ask me to pay for everybody else's kid, and then you're going to put there's going to be 0 taken off my bill, and I got to pay for your kid. So
right.
It's not going to help me in any way. It's just going to increase my chances of going bankrupt because I can't even take the bills I got now.
Right. Well, and I think it was Margaret Thatcher who popularized that phrase, right? Eventually, you run out of people that you can take money from, right? You run out of Wayne Allyn Root. And Steve Cortez's. And I'm the same, by the way, 4 kids and like you, one in university, which I won't name, hence she, or, you know, otherwise she might get harassed for being
yes,
my
right,
at a very
exactly.
prestigious West Coast school, which costs a fortune. Right. And you're right. So no, we're not going to get a break. There is no such thing as free, right? It's just somebody else's pain. But you know, to get back to this Ocasio-Cortez. So again, I'll commend her on running a good race, and again, I'll commend her on her tactics. But as far as her beliefs, and
right.
Two in particular that I'd like to mention is the Hispanic. She's obviously Hispanic as well. Number one, she believes in open borders and advocated, and at least she had the guts to say it.
Abolishing ICE.
Abolish ICE. I mean, I am so sick, Wayne, of people ripping on ICE and demonizing and denigrating ICE. By the way, the most Hispanic agency in the U.S. federal government, which is saying something, right? So this is not the left-wing media wants us to believe that this is a bunch of white racist, you know, jackbooted thugs who are oppressing Hispanic. Well, the opposite is true. It's the most Hispanic agency of the federal government. They're doing dangerous, hard work to protect our border, to protect our citizens. They're doing it for not a lot of money, and they deserve nothing but our admiration and not our scorn from entitled elites like Ocasio-Cortez. She might not consider herself an elite, by the way, because maybe she's not wealthy. I don't think she is. But she is an elite. She's a cultural elite. She's a New York political cultural elite. And she looks down her nose at hardworking ICE officers. And shame on her for that, because that's an outrage and it's unfair. And it's just, you know, simply ludicrous. And then, you know, the second thing is she advocates constantly for the impeachment of Donald Trump. And I'm almost glad, again, that she has at least the guts to say it, because some people won't say it on the Democratic side, but that's what they're running on, and that's what's at stake, and that's what I'm trying to tell our voters, people who are either already in Team Trump or are at least leaning toward Team Trump or persuadable to Team Trump. Your vote in 2018 in November is not really about that person you're voting for. It is, but it's also about if we give the House to the Democrats, they will impeach Trump. They will find some ludicrous reason to do so, but that's literally, they will try to undo our 2016 triumph if we hand them the keys to the speakership. And the
can I ask you a legal question? Are you an attorney, Steve?
I'm not.
Oh, because I was going to ask you, with impeachment, I know in the Senate, to actually convict someone of the impeachment, you need a two-thirds vote. That'll never happen.
Right.
But I was
no,
just wondering, is it just can you just impeach them with just one vote victory, or do you need
correct.
Some sort of a margin in the House? That's what I was wondering.
No, what, literally, majority
one vote.
Plus one. So,
okay,
one
so
vote.
If they ahead by one or two votes, they will impeach Trump, no question, yeah.
I think they will. I think they will, and it'll be terrible for the country because we'll get nothing done. I think ultimately it will actually bite them, you know, as it did the Republicans with Bill Clinton, by the way. Bill Clinton got more popular because he looked a bit like a victim. I think that would happen with Trump. I think it would be a huge miscalculation by the Democrats if they do win the House and if they do go that route. But let's just nip that in the bud and not let any of it happen. Let's, number one, keep the House, and then number two, have a way, way better speaker than we've had, because Paul Ryan, to me, I don't know if you agree with me, Wayne, I think he's been it's just a colossal disappointment
I can't stand
him. Let's get a real speaker in there with the Republican majority who will implement the president's vision, the 2016 vision, a wall, economic growth, strength all over the world, better trade deals, the things that Paul Ryan and his corporate friends won't stand for, but a new speaker, someone like Mark Meadows, perhaps, will stand for.
Right. No question. Paul Ryan's been awful. And it's unexpected, because Paul Ryan, to me, always seemed like just kind of a wonk, a policy wonk, and a real, you know, a strong guy who wanted to fight taxes and entitlement spending and the national debt. And that's what I always thought about him. Then he became Mitt Romney's guy, Mitt Romney's boy, as vice president, and he just sounded like a rhino. And since then, it's been awful. Since then, he's been the ultimate rhino, who was no better than John Boehner, really. Maybe slightly better in some ways and slightly worse in others, because he just seethes towards President Donald Trump. He just hates Trump, and that's very clear. But at least he did help pass the massive tax reform. So at least we got one thing out of
him. You're right, and give him credit for that. You're
one thing out of him. But all right, let's talk a little bit more about the mentality that would allow Democrats to vote out a, you know, an incumbent politician who's very powerful, who some thought was going to replace Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House if Democrats won the majority. So he would have led the impeachment against Trump. This guy, Joe Crowley, gets defeated by this nothing, this 27-year-old nothing who's never achieved anything in life. What's your qualifications for running a Dairy Queen, let alone being a United States Congresswoman? How do you vote someone like that in?
No, listen, it's a great point. I think here's what's going on. The Democratic Party doesn't know what it stands for other than hating Trump. Right.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening. So there's a vacuum there. When you don't have a policy, when your only policy is, well, we hate him, That's not a policy. That's not
I see, I'd go one step further than you, Steve. They don't have any policy besides hating Trump and also hating white men.
Well,
and so this guy hated Trump, Jill Crowley, and that wasn't even enough for them because her district is majority-minority. It's mostly Hispanic. So the people in her district are probably not, you know, I know you're Hispanic, but that's not what they are. They're illegal alien Hispanic. And so they liked her, and she resonated with them. They didn't care that he wanted to impeach Trump. They just wanted to vote for a fellow Hispanic. It's really what this probably comes down to, right? Let's admit the truth.
You know, it could be. I don't know. I really do need to look at the numbers more on the granular numbers on her win.
But she made a lot of comments about white males, right? She named all the people in charge and said, white males, you know, we got to move beyond this. So this was really a race issue that got her elected. I think it's very clear.
Well, and that kind of tribalism, I think, is so dangerous in our country, right? It really is. The fixation on identity politics on the left is so, you know, intrinsically divisive, of course, that almost goes without saying. But it's so corrosive to our public discourse in this country that, you know, we are human beings first. We're Americans second, and then we are other things. Yes, we're Jewish, we're Hispanic, you know, we're Irish, we're whatever, but those shouldn't be the first and foremost defining aspect of who we are.
Well, of course, I would never vote someone who was a Jewish liberal because I'm a Jew and he's a Jew. Never. I've never voted for a liberal in my life, and a lot of them are Jewish. So I'm a conservative and an American way before I'm Jewish. So, hey, Steve Cortez, thanks for coming on. He's a CNN political commentator, serves on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council, national spokesman for the Hispanic 100. Thank you, Steve Cortez, as always. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn, USA Radio. We'll be right back. Take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how I feel about Sam Landis. He saved me twice when Obama's IRS came after me. Everybody needs a Sam Landis. If you have any questions, any problems, anything you want to discuss about the IRS or your tax bill or your tax, actual, your tax return. Some people don't even file, right? Or a tax lien. Any problem with the IRS, this guy handles it. The attorneys of the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases, 8,500 IRS cases, easy for me to say. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney at a real tax law firm at your side. For one low flat monthly fee, when you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney, so it costs you nothing to call. The call's free, and the consultation's free, and they have a conversation with you. You don't pay a dime. You don't get a salesman. You don't get hype. You don't get sales pitch. You don't get BS. You get a lawyer on the phone, and you'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take, and you'll be shocked at how reasonable it is. And because you're talking to an attorney, your call's protected by attorney-client privilege, very important. Call the Landis Tax Group right now, toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800, we help you with the letter U, numerically 800-934-3578. Thank you, Sam Landis, for protecting me and doing such a great job, and that gives me the chance to do an endorsement for you and tell everyone how great you are. And thank you for being with me for the first day, 2.5 years ago, I got on the radio. 800-934-3578. 1-800, we help you. All right, good stuff. Good stuff today. Another great day in Trump land. Very proud. This is my president. Paul Ryan's amnesty bill fails far fewer votes than Goodlatte's. Goodlatte's was the good one. Still wasn't perfect, but it was better. But see, the perfect one is Donald Trump's solution. There's no need for a bill. All you have to do is say, from now on, we're turning you around and sending you back over the border. We're not giving you lawyers. We're not putting you in a courtroom. We're not giving you, we're not going to deport you. You're just never going to come in the United States. Even if you step one foot in, we're turning you around. That saves us a lot of money. That's all you have to do. You don't need a bill. But you need a bill for some of the other stuff. Yeah, we need to end birthright citizenship. That's a crock. That's not what the Founding Fathers meant. You think the Founding Fathers meant when people come here illegally and then have a baby, they get to stay? No, there were no illegal aliens in 1776. They didn't know anything about that. So they didn't mean that anyone could come here, squat, have a baby, and it's legal. You have to change that. The whole point is someone who's here illegally can't drop a baby and it becomes an anchor. And we have to end chain migration, and we have to end the visa lottery, and we have to install E-Verify. So every business in America is responsible for the people they hire. So some of those things are in the Good Lad bill, and that was good. And 111 Republicans voted against Paul Ryan's amnesty legislation. What is your problem, Paul Ryan? What's wrong with you? I don't understand what's wrong with you. Let's play a clip here. Several Republican congressional members expressed their dismay, clip number four, after the GOP-led House resoundingly rejected an immigration bill, which was Paul Ryan's bill. Clip four.
What we witnessed today was a minority of Republicans joining every Democrat in the House to double down on a failed, broken, inefficient, unfair, and at times cruel immigration system. As Jeff Denham said, this bill would have secured the border. This bill would have provided certainty, secured a future for approximately 2 million young immigrants brought to our country as children, the victims of a broken immigration system. This bill would have closed a number of loopholes that are exploited by human traffickers and drug traffickers. But a minority of Republicans joined every Democrat to vote for the status quo.
To vote for the status quo. No, to say we're just not going to. Here's the thing. You upend the status quo so that you can get something worse? Yeah, then I vote for the status quo. Yeah, I guess you could say Wayne Root, voting no, voted for the status quo. Because the status quo sucks. The system is broken, and I don't want to vote for status quo, but it's better than the garbage you just served up that would automatically make everything worse and open up the borders. That's why Steve King, the congressman, says the U.S. is headed in the direction of another Harper's Ferry. After that comes Fort Sumter. This is Steve King saying that. Congressman Steve King. America's headed for a civil war. He doesn't realize the average American doesn't know what Harper's Ferry is, and the average American doesn't know what Fort Sumter is. Certainly the people on the other side don't know. Certainly someone from Mexico that's here illegally has no idea what you're talking about. Democrats are the only group left that believes in the mainstream media. A new Axios poll is out. Near a staggering 92% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents believe the mainstream media organizations knowingly report false or misleading stories, at least occasionally. And while Democrats prove to be the most credulous group, a majority still doubt that U.S. media organizations are 100% credible. All told, 72% of respondents said they believe mainstream media organizations to be knowingly misleading. Other studies from Gallup and Pew have drawn similar conclusions, with Democrats unsurprisingly revealed as the only group that still has any substantial level of trust in the media. And you know why that is? Because Democrats believe in it because they love the delusional lies put forth by the Democrat media. That's what it is. The mainstream media is the Democrat media. They're just the PR arm of the Democratic Party. That's all they are. But guess what? You screwed yourselves because now no one believes a word you say on the right. So we're getting our news from Wayne Root and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. And Laura Ingraham, that's who we get our news from. Nobody gets their news anymore from Channel 7. I should say ABC. I'm used to them being Channel 7 in L.A. ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN. We don't listen to them. So you're speaking to no one. Worn out.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Come.